Jewish girls go through the bat mitzvah. 15-year-old Latinas celebrate the quinceañera. And for generations of Indian American girls, the culmination of years of studying classical Indian dance is a lavish solo performance before a crowd of hundreds. Reporter Arun Venugopal of member station WNYC attended what may have been the first such performance by a woman with Down syndrome.
There is a word for the graduation performance in Indian cultural circles. It's called an arangetram, which literally means ascending the stage. It is a major accomplishment, the moment when a student of dance or music asserts their artistic independence, often in their teens.
I feel actually so happy in dancing.
Hema Ramaswamy of Middletown, New Jersey is 23, and today is her arangetram. Arangetrams are formative events and the stuff of successful college applications. Hema's dad, Ram, says she started dancing for health reasons.
But then it became part of her, and she really loves and enjoys it. And now it took her 13 years with a lot of challenges in the midway to complete this. And now today is a perfect day for her graduating in this art.
Despite her Down syndrome, as well as two major surgeries for a dangerous leak of cerebral spine fluid, Ram said dance has strengthened Hema's previously weak muscles and provided her with fine motor skills she simply didn't have before. With about an hour to showtime, Hema is in her dressing room, adorned in a blue silk outfit, gold chains, and bangles.
Yeah, this is better.
Lift your hands.
Getting fussed over by mom and an army of Indian aunties. Posing for pictures and getting a little sassy.
Enough, Preston.
Yes, please, Preston. Stop for a few minutes. Take a break.
Out front, a crowd files into the hall. Women in silk saris with jasmine in their hair. Lots of little kids. Old men being helped to their seats. All here to witness this unprecedented event. Hema takes her place just off stage, behind the curtain, with three friends, girls who've completed their arangetrams. They ply her with Gatorade, tell her she's beautiful, and whisper advice in her ears.
Keep your chin up. Chin up, big smile, so much expression.
And then she walks out. And for the next 2.5 hours, Hema dances. 10 dances in all, including one about the god Krishna as a baby who starts devouring mud. Dancers usually try to mimic baby Krishna, but Hema becomes him. And then she pivots into the role of Krishna's angry mother, who discovers her filthy son and orders him to open his mouth. But instead of finding mud, she finds planets, stars, galaxies, an entire unknown cosmos lying within. This is the dance, as performed by Hema Ramaswamy, that brings the audience to tears.
Awesome!
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for coming and supporting me. I'm feeling so happy. Please enjoy your rest of the evening. Thank you so much.
Hema's father tells the crowd that Hema's arangetram was more than a dance graduation, that it was, in fact, her ascent into personhood, the day she became, in the eyes of the world, a full individual. Having achieved this goal, Hema says she now plans to go to college. For NPR News, I'm Arun Venugopal.